Pardon the intrusion. May I come in? I hope I didn't wake you. Good. You know, for some reason, I thought your tent would be larger than the others, since you're the person responsible for this group. But I see now that it's no different from the rest of them. No, everything's all right. Everything's fine. Yes, everyone has been very kind to me. Thank you for your concern. I actually just wanted to thank you again for what you did for me yesterday. I don't know what those horrible men would have done if you hadn't stepped in. It was terrifying. They'd already ripped my dress, and it was all I could do to... Well, you saw the condition it was in. You're blushing just a little. I apologize. I'm used to being pretty forward. Did anyone, perhaps, tell you why the men were so angry? No, I want to tell you. When you're a girl in my... profession, apparently clients don't appreciate it when you tell several of them that they're your favorite, and you'd be willing to quit and move with them to Jerusalem, but you need some extra silver to settle things before we could go. No need to mince words, Master. It was very sinful indeed. May I call you Master? It's what the other women call you, so I thought that as long as I'm going to be traveling with you, that's what I'd call you as well. That's assuming that you'd allow me to continue to travel with you. Really? Thank you so very much. I already feel like I'm at home here with you and the others. I've never had a family like this one. Honestly, I don't know what I'd do otherwise. Although, if I'd been able to escape that mob on my own, I'd have probably moved to Jerusalem. Then probably started over with a whole new clientele. You know, I don't think I've ever gone to bed with a Roman before. Oh, I am so sorry. Sometimes I forget my place. Forgive me? Old habits and all. I'm so used to speaking that way, especially when I'm alone in a tent at night with a man. Especially when that man is as handsome as you are, Master. I can't seem to help myself. No. All of that is behind me now. I am not going to be that sort of girl any longer. I have definitely learned my lesson. Did you hear that as well? It seems we won't be getting a reprieve from the wind tonight. Do you mind if I sit a little closer to you, Master? It's a very cold night, don't you agree? Thank you. I'll just wrap my cloak around myself here, so... Would you mind terribly if I held your hand, Master? I don't know exactly what it was, but I felt so wonderful when you touched me yesterday. When you helped me off the ground, that is. Thank you, again. And may I just rest my head on your shoulder? I feel so safe with you, Master. So loved. That's why I want to... I want to spend the night with you, Master. If you'll have me. No, Master, please, don't pull away from me. Hear me out, and if you still wish me to go afterwards, I will. Please understand. I wish to thank you for saving my life, but I have nothing to give you. They took what money I did have. Otherwise, I would give you as much as I could. The only thing left to my name is my body. I don't mean to patronize you, Master. Honestly, even if you hadn't saved my life yesterday, I'd still give myself to you. I wish to feel you inside of me. I don't know what it is, but I feel so much passion for you. It's almost scary. No, Master, please. I know you want this. You're only human. You're just a man with human needs. I have an intuition about this sort of thing. And I can tell you want me as well. I don't think you've been with a woman for a long time. Here, Master, give me your hand. Feel how wet I am, Master? And that's all from you. Just from being near you. Please, I can only offer you myself. That feels so good. You don't have to be so shy. Come, feel more of... And still you pull away. So serious. Tell me, Master, how long has it been since you've had a girl? That's more than 10 years ago. You've obviously been very busy in the last few years. Gathering these people, traveling. Don't you think you deserve a moment of peace and joy for yourself? I can feel you growing harder beneath your robe. Your body is saying yes. Even if your spirit is trying to resist, you cannot resist me forever, Master. I've been an expert on the art of seduction for longer than you've been a prophet. I know everything about pleasing a man. We can even keep our clothes on if you're too shy to be entirely naked with me. Would you like to see my body, Master? Yes, I definitely want you to see all of me. Let me just lift my dress off. There. Do you like what you see? Do you like the curves of my hips? My full breasts? My pussy? No. Take advantage of me, Master. Like you're one of my customers. Only, you need not pay me for my services. Please, take off your robe. I want to see what I'm in for. I want us to be like Adam and Eve in the garden, entirely without shame. Honestly, before you kissed me, I was half expecting you to push my dress all the way up past my breasts so you could be inside me as soon as possible. Oh, my gods. It felt impressive in my hand, but I had no idea it would be this amazing. I don't think Caesar himself could measure up to you. Now come, Master, and take me. I can feel you. I can feel your beautiful cock straining to be inside me. Can you feel how wet I am for you? Spreading my legs for you. Can you feel how wet I am? I'm spreading my legs for you. Spreading the lips of my pussy just for you. This will feel amazing. I know it. I don't think I can contain myself. Oh, and I can't wait any longer. Please, Master, please. Oh my goodness. It feels so good. Please, huh, Master, please. Fuck me now. Fuck my pussy. No. Yes, Master. Yes. Oh, I'm so good. Keep fucking me. Just like that. Make my body yours. Take all of me. Take advantage of me. I love your amazing cock pounding my sweet pussy. Oh my god. Fuck me like a whore. I was a whore, Master. But you saved me. Now I'm yours. I'm all yours. You can do whatever you want to me, Master. I hope you'll fuck me every night, Master. Maybe tomorrow night, yeah, you can use my mouth. I'll suck your cock until you shoot your seed all over my tongue. And all over my face and breast. You're a peasant girl in Nazareth. She wouldn't do that for you, would she? I didn't think so. Fuck. Yes, Master. You fuck me so good. Do you like my tight, sweet, wet pussy squeezing your cock? Do you like fucking the newest girl to join your congregation? I thought you might. I'm so glad to be here with you, Master. Impaled on your cock, helpless. My legs spread for you. And tomorrow, after I've serviced you with my mouth, Master, I want you to fuck me from behind. I'm gonna get on my hands and knees, and you're gonna fuck my tight pussy from behind. And you can watch my breasts jiggle. Bounce while you fuck me, just like my customers did when I was a nameless little whore. But now I'm your whore, Master. I'm your own personal whore. Treat me like I'm your slave. Master, you can give me as a gift to Peter or John or James, so you can watch me get fucked in whatever position they want. You can do that too. No? You're gonna keep me all to yourself. Thank you, Master. Oh, thank you. Oh my gods. You're gonna make me come. Oh fuck. Oh gods. Yes. Gods. That feels so fucking good. Oh. You're gonna make me come so hard on your cock, Master. Oh, keep going. Keep going, please. Fuck me. Oh gods. You're so good. Oh, you're amazing. Oh. Mm-hmm. You're gonna make me come. Oh, so hard. Master. I'm so close. Oh, so good. Never, ever experienced anything like that before. That was amazing. That was something more than human. Are you going to come inside me, Master? I can feel that you're ready. To come inside me. I can feel it. Come for me. Come for me, Master. Come, please. Thank you, Master. Thank you for coming inside me. Oh, you fucking me was truly one of the greatest experiences of my life. It felt like you sent me to a whole different world. You should be very proud of your sexual prowess, Master. It's not often a girl finds a man who's so wise and amazing in bed. Did you enjoy yourself as much as I did? Excellent. Well, I think I'm the one who's blushing now. That's new. I've had so many men before, in very many ways. And when I decided I was going to do this as a way of thanking you, I thought you'd just be one more. But I was so wrong, Master. I've never been so wrong. Gods. Master, you flooded my pussy with so much cum. I can still feel it dripping out of me. It's a good thing that I'm still drinking the tea that keeps me childless. You would have probably gotten me pregnant with that.
You're thankful for the wind?
Oh, because it masked my screams?
I suppose you're right, I was pretty loud. Well, what can I say, Master? I still love getting fucked. You just reminded me of why I got into the profession in the first place. May I stay with you for the rest of the night, Master? I'll just rest here in your arms. And feel my body against yours. Try to ignore the problems that upset you. Let me be the one to turn you on. Good night, Master.